Welcome back to New Rockstars. The second episode of Loki confirmed what we've been speculating about for months, that causing much of this chaos is a female Loki variant. But what if she's not the actual villain the TVA is making her out to be? This is Rogue Theory, the show where we pitch the wildest theories for the titles we love. I'm Eric Voss. Going rogue with me today is MT.
Hey, what's going on, buddy? What's going on, everybody? Let's get rogue.
Also here with us is Jess Clemens. Hello, Jessica.
I need a hero. Oh, sorry. I love this episode, and the beginning of it was really good. Hey. I'm so excited to talk about episode two.
And joining us today, special guest, our friend and comedian, Matt Acevedo.
Hey, it's good to be back. What's up, everybody?
Hello.
What's going on? All right, let's talk about this episode of Loki. So, in the second episode, we finally meet the Loki variant that the TVA has been hunting down. Sophia DiMartino playing a female Loki. Now, this could be Lady Loki, just based on the TVA identifying her as a Loki variant. Loki's sex being listed as fluid on the forums. That one broken horn on her crown that, you know, that kind of looks like how Lady Loki looks in the comics. But really, this whole idea that this woman might be a female body that Loki's soul possessed, since we know they can do kind of soul swapping, consciousness swapping with this version of the character. But if you look at this episode's international credits, and actually another clue that you see earlier in the episode on the forum where it says Sylvie Laufey-Dotty, which is like a Laufey daughter instead of Laufey son, we think this character could just be named Sylvie, which might make her based on Sylvie Lushton, Enchantress, from that same comic run. So we're not really sure exactly what direction they're going. I'm thinking it could be just a mix of both characters, like maybe after Loki's death by Thanos in Infinity War, his soul might have reattached to some Oklahoma woman named Sylvie, and that became the Statrid variant. Or there's some other alternate timeline where instead of Laufey's son, it became Laufey daughter, you know, and that's who Sylvie is. We have to ask, do you think this female variant could be working on behalf of or maybe against some greater threat? Because they introduced her so early. So what do you think this female variant's connection will ultimately be with the core conflict of this series? Is she the big bad, or is there someone else in the shadows still?
I don't think that this Lady Loki or this Sylvie character, whoever she ends up being, is going to be the big bad of the series. Because like Jess said before, we do hear that, I need a hero, when she first, you know, appears and kills all those people. And though killing is not does not make you a hero, I'm saying that right now, she does, you know, Loki does tend to, you know, when he is this like, you know, good person, he does do good things in like a not so great way. So I think that we have this Loki variant, you know, potentially being a hero, but killing all these people for her own ends. And I think that the mysterious real villain of the show could actually be Mobius. Because I really do think that Mobius is Loki. I know this sounds crazy. And this is why I'm bringing it up on Rogue Theory, because I'm going real rogue here. But like, there's just something about the way that the show is shot and like the conversations between Loki and Mobius that like makes me feel like Lady Loki is going after Mobius himself. She wants Mobius specifically. And Mobius is like, all right, I'm not going to go out and expose myself. I'm going to let, you know, the TVA agents get killed. And like, he's just trying to bring down this Lady Loki specifically because she has his number. She wants him dead. So
Don't you think if she was after Mobius, she had like the god's eye view of that entire superstore? Why would she have gone to B-15 and Loki and like messed with them? Why wouldn't she just walked over to Mobius and mess with him? And
because this is true. This is true. I don't know. Maybe they Loki's working mysterious ways, but I just don't trust Mobius Loki. I think that there's a grander plan going on, and like via time travel, maybe like Mobius Loki or she knows more information that we are not privy to, which is why she did what she did.
You know what I was thinking, MT, when I was watching this episode? I kept being like, MT is so, he thinks Mobius is a Loki. I need to pay attention to like everything he does to see what is Loki of him. And then I was like, what is the, so I'm asking you this question, I guess. What is the chance that he is like he who remains? What if he is, what if Mobius is the oldest living time like keeper? What if he, because like, I feel like in the comics, yeah, he's old and whatever and like prehistoric. But what if in this, he's just someone that doesn't really age in the TVA and he's undercover or not even undercover. He's just like yeah, I'm the oldest variant and you're f***ing all this stuff up. And how can I get in this, but with just working closer to you? Do you think that's a situation that could possibly happen? Or are you just so, you're like, no, he has to be Loki.
First of all, I like how you said undercover, because you just described undercover boss. He's like, he remains hiding in the TVA. I'm spying on my employees today, making sure that they're doing what they need to do.
Undercover boss. Talk to SNL, do another sketch of this. You can direct MT. That's actually a great idea. No one copy it. That's actually
very funny. Add on to MT's theory, though, like, I didn't think about this. I'm not going to lie. You came in, guns blazing. I'm like, whoa, I didn't think of that. But to add on to it, there is this really great exchange between Loki and Mobius, and and that exchange, they're talking about, like, you know, Loki's talking about how, I'm come from Asgard. What's weird about that? And they talk about life and how, like, we don't know what everyone's life is like and stuff like that. And then Mobius starts talking about, like, yeah, I was born here. I'm lucky I was born here. I got to live this, like, pretty safe life. And to add to that, maybe that is Loki trying to get away from, like, the chaos that is his, you know, space drama family of Asgard and Jotunheim, and him wanting to be, you know, have something a little more day to day. Maybe that is Loki. I kind of like that.
Hey, I'm on that Mobius is Loki train hardcore. I don't know why. I just feel it in my bones. But yes,
it would be great for, like, a cinematic twist to be like, oh, you've been working with yourself this entire time. But then it still would be so, like, upsetting to be like, oh, why would you hire this variant Loki when you're a Loki? Couldn't you have found yourself? There's no, I don't know. Maybe that's Mobius, the only quarrel that I would have had.
Going around killing Lokis. Like, maybe he's killing, like, the best Loki so he can be the superior Loki. And then he's like, blaming it on this lady Loki. He's like, oh, she's killing. And, like, I don't know. There could be this weird twist.
Or he could be using, really crazy. He could be using our Loki. He could be using our Loki as the, like, oh, this Loki that we're with that keeps running away when we're fighting stuff is the one that's killing people. I'm not killing
people. Why else is he eating? No. Why else is he drinking Boku juice and Joss Stuff soda?
We are pruning the timeline of Mobius equals Loki. I'm sorry. It's an interesting theory.
I don't agree with it. But
there's lots of questions I have to it. Most of them that completely deflate the argument, but I'm not going to do that here because I want to hopefully see if this comes to pass. Let's bark up another tree, though. Yes. Could there be someone who we have not met yet? There's Richard E. Grant, who's going to be playing some role in this show. Like, I just want to know, what do we think the origins of this female variant are? Is she an alternate timeline Loki who just kind of did, like, a sex chromosome switching randomly? Was that the variant there? Did Laufey bear a kid in an alternate timeline who just happened to be female? Are they doing Sylvie Lushton? What do you guys think?
I like the idea of her being Sylvie. I love the idea of her being Sylvie, just because we all are like, this is Lady Loki. Also, in the second episode, I know this is rogue theory, you guys. We're supposed to read too much into things. There's a part in the episode where she's like, please, you're more like me. So what if there is an alternate timeline where, instead of in the original comic books where Sylvie's just like how Wanda brought her kids in, is like a piece of a Loki, where it's reversed, where Loki's a piece of her. And so she's just like, I'm your mother at the end of the day. Because we also know that, like, Hela is, like, in mythology is, like, what, his daughter? There's different, like, it's like the daughter. Yeah, there's, like, a sister, a daughter, a partner. There's so many things that there's so many different timelines with Loki that we could have this be, like, just completely flipped and have Sylvie be the mom, or just, like, in a different timeline, the...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
She created a Loki.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I love that.
I know a lot of people have been saying Kang. I'm like, oh no, Kang. But you know, I part of me feels like it's a little too early for that. And I kind of think, yeah. I do think that there is something that I believe this Loki is our Loki. I watch a lot of Doctor Who and it feels very like, nice. Oh, like this was meant to happen, all that kind of stuff. I kind of think someone's playing Loki because we're seeing a lot of Loki going, seeing, you know, his failures in the main timeline, seeing him, the death of his family, of Asgard, all this stuff, the death of himself. So I do believe that, you know, the variant is our Loki in the future because they're trying. I think they're all about right now. Loki's about redemption. We even hear Owen Wilson, you know, the TVA Owen Wilson. Mobius like talking about him, you know, how he's just like this broken child, all this stuff. And I think that someone is playing, you know, the variant to kind of do these acts to save what now is Asgard, because there's new Asgard on Earth and we're seeing a lot of rocks core. And I'm thinking that it's actually going to, I think it's the person at top is the CEO of Dario Agger, I kind of think that, because in the comics, you know, Jason Aaron's run deals with all of this. It's really great. You know, Dario Agger besties with Thor and deals with new Asgard and kind of manipulates everything to like the fall of Asgard and like all this kind of stuff. I kind of think we're going to see Dario sooner than later. We're seeing a lot of rocks on everywhere. And I kind of think that he's going to be playing the cards to get Loki to like mess with the time variant as, you know, the TVA to like, you know, and they're going to want to do it to save Asgard and redeem themselves.
Oh,
I like that idea that is a lot. Such an
interesting take.
Yeah,
hey. Like
I think of Dario
that is
Agger.
Creative, bro.
Makes a lot of sense.
Thanks. Woo! Yeah, we're talking time. It's all wibbly wobbly, anyways. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's all
wibbly wobbly, timey wimey. You know the deal.
Yeah, it might be Kang, but I think this would be really fun, personally.
So sure. You think that ultimately, like, Asgard is the, like, heart and soul of this?
I do. I think New Asgard specifically.
Okay. New Asgard.
Yeah, I don't...
Not the one in Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't think that Loki's gonna not go to New Asgard. I don't think... I think we're gonna see, you know, oh, this is what has become. Like, this is what... You know, they are thriving. They are doing this. And then someone's gonna come in and mess with things. You're like, I want to step in and, like, you know, I know the ins and outs of the TVA. Let me deal with this.
I like the idea of Asgard being that stronger than the TVA versus Asgard, essentially. Like, it's just like the TVA is so big and it's like, well, I'm doing all this for Asgard. So
it's kind of sad that, like, you know, Loki wouldn't do this for Jotunheim. You know? It's like, it's blood, you know?
He never would. He doesn't give a shit about Jotunheim.
He's all about the status.
Didn't he try to destroy Jotunheim in the first one? He was just going to blast the Bifrost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a rogue theory.
That is. That's a rogue. Jess, do you have any thoughts on who could be a villain, or do you think it's going to be?
Oh, yeah. I said just that I liked Sylvie as Sylvie. I don't think it's, okay, so that's a different theory. Yeah. But I think I'm sticking with my guns, which is kind of vague, but we're also only on the second episode where on the last rogue theory, I was like, the TVA is ultimately going to be the big bad. They're obviously like pushing this narrative that like Loki has to be good. He can't be the hero. So they're like, we need you to fix all this shit. Like you can't die a hero. You're our timeline. Or you're messing up my timeline. Sorry, I forget. You guys have to bleep things out. And so you're messing up the timeline. But side note, now as we're getting further in, there's more people talking online. I also don't think Kang the Conqueror is coming, but we can't act like we can't act like she's not there. Like, right? We can't. I feel like not enough people are talking about the fact that she's there in this series, and there's going to be something. I don't know if it's going to be the same thing that happened in Doctor Strange where we're like, she's been lied to this entire time by the TVA, which makes her turn. But it's like, I don't know. I don't want to say that she's a bad person, but I think she's going to be she's going to be like, oh my gosh, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. She's going to be like, Captain America, the new Captain
America. John Walker.
She's going to be like, she's going to be so blinded by the TVA that she's just going to be doing bad things. Mm-hmm. So I think I think the TVA ultimately is bad. Maybe that umbrella is like encompassing her in it as well, because it's just like, now I'm seeing her more that I'm like, she's going to do something. Like, she's going to do something. When she picked up her, like, her freaking stick, whatever you want to call that weapon, I was like, she's pushing herself in this to try to fix it, but she's going to make it worse.
Yeah. I think she might be an unwitting threat.
Yeah.
Like the fact that she's been this judge for the TVA. I think we can all agree the TVA is at least flawed in its design, outright corrupt or malintentioned.
Well, okay.
But I think she's just like carrying out. She's just following orders. She's doing her job.
What if?
She's not, and she might have to make a moral choice at some point.
I was about to say, what if? But then I think that's too close to every... it always comes back to me with, like, I think it's too close to what happened with S.H.I.E.L.D. with the situation of, like, oh, what if someone's in there acting like... So if we did have a Mobius Loki, would that be too close to, like, the whole S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra situation of, like, someone's in here...
They're all LMDs, guys. We're talking they're all life model decoys.
Yeah.
LMDs. Yeah. I feel like LMDs
we're talking it out.
Soon.
We're talking it out.
The MCU is going to do LMDs. But I don't know. I feel like we're doing Secret Invasion soon. And we're doing, like, we're introducing variants and all that stuff. Like, I feel like, and Loki's like a shapeshifter. I feel like Marvel's just like, whatever at this point. Like, you know, things aren't what they seem sometimes. And, like, that's okay.
Right.
So,
Well, Feige said this was really important for the future of the MCU, so that's probably because all the branches of timelines
that we just created the multiverse, right? But that's what that meant in the MCU. Mm-hmm. We have now Loki, the Loki variant has created the multiverse.
Recreated,
and
I
we
think
don't
there
know
was,
how many times, how many doors that she. Oh, there was a multiverse first. There was the war.
Yeah, like it's just the multiverse,
but
now is just like
this one. We don't know where
form,
she's gone.
The multiverse is still existing. It's just not allowed to grow anymore, which is.
Are we supposed to assume that she, Lady Loki, has been going in through every door and making every time bomb?
Well, no. I mean, I think we have four more episodes. Mm-hmm. They may successfully prune most of these, I think. Mm-hmm. Or it could get worse, caused by someone else. Or it could all get completely unraveled and then someone trying to restart the sacred timeline makes a multiverse of madness, you know? I don't think... The show is not done. There's still a lot more left to mess up.
I'm kind of locked in, lasered in on what Loki said about going to the different... Every time point they went to was some sort of disaster, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe this Loki is trying to prevent some sort of big disaster that's meant to happen in a timeline, like in our present or something, and the TVA won't allow it because it's supposed to happen. Kind of Avengery. I don't know.
Oh.
Is that maybe that's
it? That ties into your first theory of maybe that's why they're making sure that, like, not Ragnarok, but New Asgard, like, it doesn't go under. And all of them are, their souls are all spurted all over the place. Maybe there is a Loki that's
making
sure
that
doesn't happen.
Yeah, because there's a lot of, guys, there's a lot of crazy, you know, Asgardian realms crap that happens. So, like, I'm sure there's so many disasters that you know, Loki could be actually trying to prevent and throwing the scent off by, like, doing all this stuff everywhere else. I don't know.
No, I think that's a great idea.
That's a really great
idea. And that's a point that's going to get you a Rogi, my friend. Woo-hoo! That plus your Dario Agger idea.
Excellent theory.
So
excellent.
You win this round, Matt. But there's still another conversation I want to have in a moment. First, some announcements. Over at NewRockStarsMerch.com, we have unveiled the fourth shirt design in our limited edition Latest Obsession series, Loki Out of Time.
Ooh.
Buying the Latest Obsession shirt will give you the ability to leave a message on our Inside Marvel Loki After Show with either a shout out or your own rogue theory, and it'll show up on screen during the show. And we've got a full lineup of Loki inspired merch, including an augmented reality shirt, Miss Minute stickers, TVA buttons, and other cool stuff that hasn't even been released yet.
Mm.
So go find it all over at newrockstarsmerch.com. And we want to thank stamps.com for sponsoring this episode. Are you still going to the post office and paying full price for postage? Well, thanks to stamps.com, you don't have to anymore. Mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right from your computer. Stamps.com brings the services of the U.S. Postal Service and UPS right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices, a side hustle Etsy shop, shipping out orders, or just navigating this hybrid work life. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. No wonder 1 million businesses choose Stamps.com for their mailing and shipping. Once your mail is ready, just schedule a pickup or drop it off. With Stamps.com, you'll get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time and money. So stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with promo code ROGUE, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Rogue at stamps.com, promo code Rogue, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. We also want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Is there something interfering with your happiness, preventing you from achieving your goals? Yeah, you know, like, you lose a lot of sleep when you're trying to find all the Easter eggs in Loki, and sometimes you need that sleep, and then, you know, the things that you miss start to weigh on you, and you just need someone to talk to. Well, BetterHelp is a great person to talk to, because BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling done securely online. The service is available for clients worldwide and has a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. So log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches so that they can make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit BetterHelp.com/rogue, that's Better H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Special offer for the Rogue Theory audience, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/rogue. Let's move on to some Spider-Man news. There was this tweet this week from Sony Argentina that caused a bit of a stir because it shows the logo for the upcoming Spider-Man No Way Home film with a glitching logo that many say is reminiscent of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh boy.
So could this be hinting at a connection between two different film universes? Or is this maybe the presence of Jamie Foxx's Electro causing everything to glitch? What does this mean? Go Rogue, my baby.
God, I hope so. I hope to God that they're going to cross over into the Spider-Verse with, you know, whatever live-action Sony Spider-Verse plans that they're doing, because Into the Spider-Verse is fantastic. And, like, they've already set in at the end of Into the Spider-Verse 1, they do set up, you know, this greater Spider-Verse adventure. So, like, if that Spider-Verse adventure ties into whatever they're doing in No Way Home, let's get it. I'm all about it. So I think that there is a possibility there. I don't see why not. The time, like, in terms of, like, the release of these films sort of line up. And, like, it's if Sony seems full speed ahead with their Spider-Verse plan, so maybe this could actually be. I think it could. I think it could very well be a Spider-Verse tease.
I do think that it's going to be related to the multiverse, and I think that Spider-Verse, Miles and Peter, everyone's multiverse is part of that. I don't think it's going to be directly. I don't think we're going to see as much, you know, of like Miles and stuff into this. I think it's going to just be like, oh, this exists within that scope. But I don't think we're going to get that just yet. But I do think it's part acknowledging that it does exist within that world. But I don't think we're going to see like Miles and stuff yet. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I think I understand what you're saying. Like, you're saying that, like, the Into the Spider-Verse, like, whatever they're doing is going to be, it might be referenced in a live action type deal, but, like, it's pretty much its own separate thing.
Yeah, I do think it's going to be directly correlated to Electro, though, from Amazing Spider-Man. I really do. I think that's, like, the connection. He's coming in from a multiverse. Yeah. Maybe, you know, I mean, people know Peter Parker Spider-Man, so that's going to tap into he's going to reach out to someone for help, maybe Doctor Strange or whatever, but it's going to cause some sort of risk, which will bring Electro over. I think Electro's the thread there. I don't think we're going to see just yet. I do think that Spider-Verse, the movie, will have a cameo of some sort. I think they're going to go there, but I don't think No Way Home is. I don't think No Way Home is.
Oh, got it. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. I think just because Sony is definitely developing its own thing with the animated version with that world, I wouldn't be surprised if somehow they start to cross-reference each other. But I do think it's pretty possible that in the live-action side of things, we might get a character named Miles Morales introduced. Oh, yeah, I think Sony should do it sooner rather than later. because that is a fascinating character and so he needs to be in live action.
Do you think it's going to be related to Aaron Davis, Donald Glover?
Well, they already did the homework. They already established a character named Miles who's Donald Glover's nephew living in this universe. They could just cast him.
But you're thinking it's going to be that Miles from our MCU universe, not a different Miles, right?
Well, yeah, it would be if No Way Home is MCU. Yeah. It's in this weird kind of Venn diagram overlap between Sony's thing, but it's technically MCU, yeah.
There could be a possibility that Doc Ock and him are variants that are now jumping timelines or jumping out.
No, I think that is 1,000% what is going to happen because Electro died in his movie. Like that, Jamie Foxx Electro is dead. And I think that whatever characters we are going to get are going to be some type of variant.
You guys are just blowing my mind. You guys are so great. That's amazing. I love I just want to see that in some form. That's amazing.
Well, it'd be funny, or not funny, but it'd be fun if like the opening is like, not even an opening, but when the villains are appearing in No Way Home, it's just like shock lightning from the sky and out drops just Electro. And it's just
that
like,
would be cool.
I made it. I made it to this timeline. And it's Jamie Foxx. And he's like, I made it. But I really did believe. I was like, of course it was a connection. I watched the clip. I watched the electric part. And it does look the same as the Spider-Verse animation when it says, like, Sony Studios. So I did believe that those were connected. But listening to Matt talk, I don't think it's connected. That's true. I agree. I don't.
Yeah, I think it's definitely most likely not going to connect to any animated stuff. But, like, I think it'd be fun.
It's probably just it's doing exactly what it's meant to do. It's getting us talking about the movie before any trailers come out. Keep it fresh and relevant. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just a red herring. You know, it's like, ah.
All right. Great theories, everyone. Let's move on to Rogue Question. So our question today is A Quiet Place 2 was the top movie at the box office last week. And it's become the first movie of 2021 to make $100 million. So what is the quietest way that they can celebrate their accomplishments?
Oh, I think they should do a silent disco.
They're so unsettling when you don't have the headphones in.
I like it, but then when you take them off, it's that immediate instant of like, this is the weirdest thing I've ever been to.
I got a real, real weird one. I kind of think they've been working hard. You know, I don't know if they shot the third one yet, but look, they need a break. So they're all going to go to one of those like sensory, like depraved like rooms that's like, there's like a little bit of water and they're just going to lie there.
Those things. But, I did the one once. They're so good.
But then like but then like they're each going to go to each other's rooms and like just like things. ASMR, like, you did really great. Walk away. And then they're going to take turns. You know what I mean?
That's a really fun one. You know what? I'm just going to be weird.
That's a fun one.
Let's just do like a mimed pinata party. It's just like, there's no actual stuff. It's just like, it's a fake pinata, fake stick, and you're just swinging. Just to have it all. It's a fake stick. No one talks. It's a fake
pinata and a fake stick.
You have to use your imagination.
It's just space work.
How you know it's a pinata?
When they eat the imaginary food. Come on, man. It's all about the power of imagination.
I do want to see all three, but unfortunately, we can only have one winner, and the winner is going to be Matt this episode.
Yay!
Congratulations, Matt.
Thank you.
And thank you to all three of you for your theories. A lot of great conversation here happened for Loki. Ooh. I can't wait to see episode 3. But that is it for this episode of Rogue Theory. Thank you to all three of our guests, Jessica Clemens, MT, Matt Acevedo. Follow all of them on their social medias and support their various projects. You can support our channel by checking in with our new Loki-themed merch at newrockstarsmerch.com. Follow me at EA Voss. Follow New Rockstars. Subscribe here on YouTube, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.